Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, I'm pleased to welcome Jim Bacon. A lot of you probably follow Bacon'sRebellion.com. Reinventing Virginia for the 21st century is their tagline. And, you know, Jim, a lot of us probably remember Jim Bacon when he was the editor over at Virginia Business. So I really appreciate you coming on, especially when I heard that you had received, what was it? Somebody dropped off a copy of the questionnaire that the cadets at VMI are being asked to fill out, and they dropped it off anonymously at your house. Is that how this went down?
Hey, John, that's right. I went out to get the newspaper one morning, and there was this manila envelope and with the questionnaire inside of it.
So you open this thing up, and you realize what you're looking at. And as you go through it, what's your reaction?
I've been following this whole VMI controversy from the beginning very closely, and I had been talking to alumni, and people had been questioning the questionnaire, and they'd been raising. There's been a lot of dissatisfaction, particularly among VMI alumni, about it. So I'd been corresponding with various people, so I wasn't surprised when this thing suddenly showed up.
Yeah, anybody who's been in public relations and in media, who's done reader surveys, or, you know, in our case at the radio station, people who listen to the show, I mean, you can fudge the questions or write the questions in a way that's very leading. Like, how great is John Reed as a morning show host? He's the best ever, or he's, you know, okay. And I'm joking about that question, but as I was reading your story that you've now posted at Bacon'sRebellion.com, man, some of these questions are so loaded, I don't know how anybody could get through it without indicting their own school.
The part that's scariest to me, well, there's a number of scary parts, but one of them is along that lines, is they ask essentially the same questions many, many different ways. And when you ask the questions in many ways, you're going to get some variability in responses. And that is going to allow them, the Burns and Thornburg, which is the investigator that's creating the report, should they be so inclined, to cherry pick results that best fit their narrative. Now, nobody knows for sure how they're going to approach this, but the opportunity certainly exists to cherry-pick data.
Well, tell me what some of the questions were. Walk me through some of that so that the audience understands what we're talking about.
They're trying to gauge perceptions of towards race of the cadets and the alumni and the staff and faculty. And so one formulation that I kind of objected to is, does diversity make the Institute stronger? Well, that's a highly ideological statement. That's kind of like, you know, that's is one thing to say oh, diversity is fine, it's great, we all need to live together, is another one to say, oh, diversity makes us stronger. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an ideological trope of mm-hmm. the left. But in the VMI context, it's particularly problematic because the whole point of the VMI experience is you come in, you go through the rat line, we tear you down, we build you back up in the VMI mold. So there is like, if you believe in what VMI is trying to do, diversity is not necessarily a good thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say, now, are they welcoming towards people of all different races and backgrounds?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But diversity is just this kind of this thing that the left bows down to all the time. You talked about critical race theory in your intro. And it's clearly, there are a lot of questions in there when they refer to equity, for example. And that's another buzzword.
Yeah, you write in the article, quoting the phrase, recent measures taken by VMI leadership to address issues of race and equity. And then you say, to most Americans, equity means something like fairness or equal treatment. But in critical race theory speak, the term amounts to equality of outcome. And the use of this vocabulary is a clear tip-off of the investigators' ideological leanings. And to your point, VMI is not about equality of outcome. It's about challenging everybody to reach their maximum potential. And we're not looking for, you know, at UVA, you can walk around and have orange hair or, you know, shave your head and bum out and attend 50% of the classes, I guess. And if you get a 4.0, that's fine. But at VMI, that's just not the case. It's about conformity in many, many ways.
Yeah, exactly. And conformity and also adherence to a lot of what we call traditional values. I mean, especially the honor code and the dedication towards kind of a military martial spirit.
Yeah. Now, you're the first person that I have seen who has talked about this, who's actually had a copy of this and has been bold enough to post an article kind of walking through what you perceive to be the problems with this. And you just posted it yesterday. Have you had any feedback from the attorneys, I guess, who are running the thing, or from the school, from VMI?
Well, no, it's too early. I posted it last night, so... I haven't even had a chance to read my email this morning, John. So I don't know what someone might have said.
Yeah, I think it's probably about to fill up with people who are reading the text of your dissertation on this. It's really interesting to see, and I hope that people will go to baconsrebellion.com to read Jim's explanation of what the law firm that's investigating VMI is doing, and read some bloated language and put this in the context of today's cultural tug of war, to be polite about it, and it may prepare you for what's about to come. I don't want to go so far on the radio as to say the fix is in on this thing, but based on what you've presented here, it sounds like that's a possibility, and I'd be interested in talking to the folks who were inquiring at the school if they have any response to this, because it's pretty damning, I think.
Well, it certainly is the possibility that it fixes in, and I think it's a responsibility of the public to keep the Barnes and Thornburg's feet to the fire. And at the very least, we should demand is that the full results of the survey be published, including crosstabs, so we can go in and come behind them and call them on it if they have been guilty of cherry-picking data.
Yeah, let people make up their own minds rather than just be led down the road. Jim Bacon from Bacon's Rebellion. You can find his latest piece on this survey of Virginia Military Institute right now. It's up at baconsrebellion.com. Jim, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.